Mr. Gute and I are two people here, just two people. There are over nearly 7 million registered voters in Zimbabwe. So we're simply saying, let's go back to the 7 million voters in 2018 when the time is up. According to the Constitution, we both, Mr. Gute and I, we both respect the Constitution. So let's just go back to the to what the Constitution prescribes, and we do that. That's all. That's all we're asking for.
So I think, Mr. Kutu, you can hear him. He's very clear about the Constitution. What does it say about the president staying in office?
Now, of course, we all know that our Constitution has no age limit regarding the president. I mean, you can be president, I mean, at whatever age, which is unfortunate. But anyway, that is what the Constitution says. Our argument is saying, look, Mr. Mugabe is soon going to be 93. He's going to be 93 in early 2017, in February 2017. Look, he's an old man. If you look at him today, you actually feel pity for him to say, this is the man whom people are saying he should continue leading ZANU-PF. This is the man whom people are saying he should continue leading Zimbabwe. This is not fair. They are punishing the old man. So for some of us who are genuine patriots, some of us in the MDC, who genuinely love Zimbabwe, we are saying Mr. Mugabe should actually step down. Look at the economy now. Everything that can go wrong has gone wrong. Right now, people are spending endless hours in this bitterly cold weather, queuing for the little money in their banks, and they can't even access their $20, $50, because there's no money. They can't virtually run out of money. And you are saying, look, there's no way that Mr. Mugabe, in that form of health, he can extricate Zimbabwe from the present, from the prevailing socio-economic catastrophe. The best that we can do for the nation is to retire him, one, and also to retire his whole cabinet. They've all proved that they are not fit for purpose. They are corrupt. Them corrupt. We want a new government, a government that cares about the people, a government that will make sure that Zimbabwe's economy is stabilized and that the country is taken to the next level, not to remain a hell or what it is now. No. We say no to that as the MD.
Mr. Mangwana, your last word and the way forward here.
My last word is very simple. The people of Zimbabwe are known for their high literacy. They are also known for their high numeracy. In 2013, they knew that Mr. Mugabe was 89 years old. They at least can add 5 to 89, which would have given them 94. So they knew that how old he would be by this time. But they still said, we want him as he is. So he has got that term. Let's not subvert the Constitution. He has got the term. 2018, the decisions he are saying, if you are seeing that the man is withered and tired and whatever you say, that's the whole point of going back to the people to say, do you renew the mandate or not? If the people say, no, we cannot renew this mandate, fine. But if the people say, as he is, let's go, then let's go.
Mm. And then your last word as well, Mr. Kutu, but I would like you to focus mainly on the constitutional provisions. What happens when Mr. Mugabe serves his last term right now, and for how long can he still remain in power?
Because, as you know, he's in his first term. So, yes, he's entitled if he wants to. If his party nominates him to run for 2018, ZANU-PF, every day we read in the news, we hear on radio that they say Mr. Mugabe is going to be their candidate for 2018 if he's available. But we are saying, fine, he's available for his second and last term if he's still available physically. But then they should look at the men's health. They should look at the country's requirements. Is this what Zimbabwe needs? We don't want them to punish the old men, one. We don't want them to continue to have the economy go, to total ruin. What we want is to have a person who is young enough, who is energetic enough to be able to take control of this mighty nation. Mr. Mugabe has proved that he's way too old and that the burdens of running the matters of state are too much for him at that age. Look, the man has had his time. 36 years is not a joke. He was prime minister when he was 56. I am not even 56 myself. And look, he has been there for almost 40 years. We are saying, look, he has had his time. Thank you very much, Comrade Mugabe. Please go to Zimba, or better still, go to Gushungo Estates and watch your cows being milked. Enjoy your retirement.
I'll allow you to have the final word, Mr. Mangwana.
We are not looking for sympathies from the MDC. They should focus on their leader. They this extension of empathy to our president and this interference by Comrade Gute and the rest to say, ZANU-PF, why don't you choose another one? That's already surrendering the 2018 election. Because if they knew they would win, they would not worry about our candidates. They would focus on theirs. But they are focusing on ours because they know whoever ZANU-PF puts there will win. And President Mugabe will win. That's their biggest worry. That's why you're focusing on us. Focus on yourself. Focus on Mr. Changai's health. Focus on whatever your plan is and your strategy is. And we focus on ours. And whoever our candidate is going to be. That's the whole point for 2018.
The temptation is to go for Mr. Kutu, lastly.
Look, ZANU-PF last won a free and fair election, if I remember well, I think in 1995. ZANU-PF ever since that time has been rigging elections. 2000 elections rigged. 2002 elections rigged. 2008 elections rigged. 2013 elections, the mother of all rigging. So for Comrade Nick Mangwana to say they've been winning elections, he knows in his heart of hearts that Mr. Mugabe has not won a free and fair election for more than 20 years. He's there through rigging. He's there through nukuving. He's not a legitimate president. He's there through electoral thievery. So all we can say is, Mr. Mugabe, please, we can forgive you for stealing the elections because you're an old man. But we cannot continue forgiving you for running down the country. We cannot continue to forgive you for trashing the aspirations of millions of Zimbabweans, especially considering that 65% of Zimbabweans are below the age of 35. Look, the man has done enough damage to the nation. The sooner he rests, the better.